Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Good morning, folks. Ronnie Romance here. I just got back from a business trip with my tire company, Ultra Dynamico, in Portland, Oregon, with my business partner and best friend, Patrick Patz. And he just happens to have a very fancy, open-up, custom-painted by Blackmagic Paint, Campagnolo-equipped plastic bicycle.
Oh yeah, and here's Pat's on that bicycle. Coming in hot, cooking the corners. And if everyone's wondering, hardcore is indeed back. This track is by Mind Force and called Excalibur from Poughkeepsie, New York. Riding malarkey. Let's take a closer look at this machine.
Okay, what we have here is an open up. So let's open up wide and take a deep dive into this plastic masterpiece.
How do you like my bike?
Okay, Pats, what do we got here? This is derailleur.
Got some Campagnolo. I'm a campy fan. This is the e-car 12 speed. Is it 12?
Who can count? 12, 11, 13. It's all the same these days, really, folks.
It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot. There's a lot of options back there.
It's Campagnolo. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about this crankset.
Ooh, that's my pride and joy right there. Ingrid, an Italian machine shop. Makes those, and we're lucky enough to have the U.S. distributor here in town, so I picked those up, and I'm really happy with them. They really class up this build.
Yeah, those are really nice.
Because the e-car 13 or 12 speed, whatever they are, cranks are not
certified.
Not certified.
Okay, all right, well, let's make our way up this tube here. Oh, what's this water? Oh, Ultra Dynamico water bottle.
Yeah,
oh my goodness! Wow, and it matches the seat tube.
Yeah, that's a
that's a pretty baller move there, Patsy.
That's a little graphic motif.
What's this back here? Little Ultra Dynamico logo mark.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Let's not get sidetracked. Okay, Pats. What's up with these wheels? Theirs are made out of plastic also?
They are, yeah. This is one of my favorite rim makers is lightbicycle.com. And I've had a lot of success with their wheels, their rims. And we've got some Simworks spokes and some White Industries hubs. And the nicest disc rotors out there.
Yeah, those are really nice disc rotors. And those campy disc brakes for hydraulics are very svelte.
That's too many to count, but...
Yeah, Pats thinks that this is 13 speed.
Yeah.
But we cannot...
E-car 13.
Yeah, we're not counting.
We're not going to count.
Of course, we got a White Industries hub. And those Simworks. Tell me about... What's up with these spokes, Pat? They're like a titanium color?
They're
gold
like a,
color?
They're like just a raw stainless that's not been anodized, I believe. So that's kind of like the brassy, the natural brassiness of the metal. They're beautiful. I love them. They're kind of gold in the sunlight, but also still silvery. They're pretty nice.
Nice. And in the rear, we've got a Rosé Race.
Yep.
47 point something millimeter. Shifter, we got Eckar, is that how you say it?
Eckar, yeah. And we think it's 13.
We think it's 13, but we have not counted. Okay. Have you won the world championships on this? Did you get those rainbows?
You can purchase them from Richie.com. We're big fans of
Yeah, Tom. Richie Logic, baby.
Big fans of
okay.
all Richie components.
Even when they're And these are not, these are made out of plastic, these handlebars?
No, those are aluminum.
Okay, okay.
Those are aluminum.
And then we've got a 130 stem?
No, I think it's a 120.
And then we've got a 120 stem?
Yeah, 120 on there.
Okay, and then, well, tell me about this top cap.
Oh, our friend now Tomy made that for me. He's an
Tomy
builder based in Austin, Texas.
Tomy Cycles.
Tomy Cycles.
TomyCycles.com.
That was a gift from him, and yeah. I just love it.
Oh, it's a Chris King drop set? Is that what?
Yep.
Drop kick?
Yeah.
Drop kick set. Tell me about this tiny bell for the bike path.
That's his first cycle.
Okay. And what do you put here? What do you put in this blue thing?
Oh, that's for the stuff. That's how you and I communicate.
Yeah, that's a microchip. Of course, we've got an Ultra Dynamico Mars Race on the front there. You know this tire. Okay, now we're going to go on to this C-post, this 3 feet of C-post and saddle.
Okay.
Tell me about what...
About this?
Yeah, tell me about how this is going to split your pelvis in half.
That's a flight saddle that I had to be covered by this guy. I don't think he's covered the saddle anymore, but he's done a bunch of flights for me over the years. They're not for the elderly. I'm getting up there in age, and it's kind of a little bit rough, but just can't let it go yet.
Okay, not that we get flat tires, but you've got a pump gear. What do you use this for?
Well, just for adjusting pressure.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, right.
You want to go down real low when you're on the trail. And this bike spends a lot of time on the trail. This is the trail setup on this bike. Occasionally, you need to add some air.
Okay, and this is a custom graphics package put together by...
Yeah, by our friend Max at Central Office. He did all our graphic design, and he's just a good friend, and... simple and clean and kind of elegant.
Kinda. Give yourself a little more credit. I mean, give Max a little more credit.
We try to give Max all the credit.
And did you know that we sell valve stems on ultradynamico.com?
Speaking of elegance.
They're brass.
I'm Pats from Ultra Dynamico. I hope you've enjoyed my bike.
We'll be back in a few weeks with some bikes that aren't made out of plastic. Because maybe you like those better, but, you know, changed up a little bit. This is kind of fun.